RCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News Trump assassination attempt. I'm Dave Packer. Former President Trump surviving an attempt on his life at a Pennsylvania rally, grazed in the ear by a bullet, his face bloodied, pumping his fist in defiance. As ABC Chief Justice correspondent Pierre Thomas tells us, the suspect, 20-year-old Thomas Matthew Crooks of Bethel Park, Pennsylvania, was shot dead by Secret Service on a nearby rooftop.
Law enforcement sources telling ABC News the early evidence points to the shooter being a lone wolf gunman. Initial investigation complicated by a sprawling crime scene and concerns the suspect might have left behind explosives.
In Washington,
President Biden returned to the White House and spoke by phone with the former president.
There's no place in America for this kind of violence. It's sick. It's sick. It's one of the reasons why we have to unite this country.
The Biden campaign has pulled all political advertising after the assassination attempt on his rival.
That's ABC's Josh Einiger. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. New research takes a grim view of Wisconsin's drinking habits. Mike Moan has more on calls for preventing alcohol abuse.
Wisconsin still ranks high for beer production, but Maureen Busawaki of the Wisconsin Alcohol Policy Project says consumption levels for all types of alcohol overshadow market gains. For example, all Wisconsin counties exceed the national average for excessive alcohol use. And in 2022, the state recorded more than 3,300 alcohol-related deaths.
This has been an ongoing problem in Wisconsin. In part, I think, how our regulatory system works, how our culture works, and there's maybe not as much enforcement of policies as there are in other states.
Busawaki does see hope at the local level with stronger enforcement at community events. However, Busawaki reports that people who've developed a drinking problem often encounter waiting lists for treatment programs. Faith Gladham leads the Harbor Recovery Center, a nonprofit in central Wisconsin that emphasizes family support in transitioning to recovery. She says they're able to meet demand through their services, but referrals for more intensive help can be an issue.
We do not have enough treatment beds in Wisconsin. We do not have enough detox facilities that detox with dignity.
And Busawaki says it's important to understand not just the short-term effects, such as traffic fatalities, but the cumulative impact as well.
Cancer, high blood pressure, heart disease, liver disease, stroke. And then there's the social and wellness issues. You know, your family gets frustrated or you're losing work.
This is Mike Moan for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Brewers lose to the Nationals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers losing to the Washington Nationals Saturday, 6-5. Milwaukee had jumped out to an early 5-0 lead in the bottom of the first, but never scored again. Manager Pat Murphy.
Game doesn't let you do that sometimes, you know what I mean? The game treats you bad. It's kind of all came together for us with the same type of wins we had. The other teams are beating us that way. They're young, nothing to lose, playing free.
Washington manager Davey Martinez on how the Nationals' offense came alive, finally.
Our bats were really good. You know, we didn't chase as much. We got the ball in the zone. Everybody made good contact today.
NBA, the Bucks losing to the Bulls 96-89. In summer league action, first round draft pick A.J. Johnson with 13 points. How'd he feel after his first game in the NBA?
It felt great, actually, just to be out there. Have my first NBA game. It's nothing like it. There's no other feeling like it. But I definitely wish I could have got the win. You know, it was definitely a good experience for sure.
That's the Bucks, A.J. Johnson. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see some showers and storms early, then mostly sunny skies developing. High temperatures today will warm to the lower 90s, but the heat index will be in the upper 90s. Our winds turning to the northwest. Some late night storms overnight. Right now it's 67.
This is a special announcement from Civic Media. Civic Media believes that violence has no place in the political process and stands in stark opposition to the principles of democracy. It stifles constructive dialogue, compromises the integrity of democratic institutions, and threatens the safety of individuals and communities. Democracy thrives on peaceful discourse, mutual respect, and adherence to the rule of law. It's crucial to engage with differing viewpoints respectfully and to avoid the temptation to vilify political opposition. Such vilification only deepens divisions and hampers the collaborative spirit necessary for effective governance. We, both individuals and media organizations, must reaffirm our commitment to the principles of democracy by fostering an environment where ideas can be exchanged peacefully and constructively. By doing so, we allow for a just, inclusive, and democratic society for all.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, the Republican National Convention gets underway. We talked to Greg Treverton from National Security Leaders for America about the ramifications of a possible Trump second term.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. From the norm,
the music of the stars, back we are till high noon central, worldwide at civicmedia.us. Let's go out to the movies.
Yum, yum. It's time for a tasty and refreshing snack. To satisfy your hunger, your thirst, your sweet tooth. So visit our refreshment center now. Let's go! Show starts in 7 minutes.
this driving music. Well, that's the Queen's Hall Light Orchestra in Great Britain. A lot of people recall it with affection. A lot of radio broadcasts just on their own, but here in the States and Canada, we heard it mostly at the movies as background music, like when they push their popcorn and diet soda and, well, here.
It's refreshment time, folks.
Taste that beats the others cold. Pepsi pours it on. Taste that beats the others cold. Pepsi pours it on.
And then there's...
Yum, yum. It's a meal in itself. Our all-meat super dog. Enjoy one now.
So that guy worked in... Philmack in Chicago on Wabash, he had his own office and he did all those Mr. Big Voice commercials. Still got a drive-in in McHenry County, Illinois. Nice big one. Age of drive-ins. One time there were over 4,000 throughout the United States. Well, they organized around 1916, and they had radio concerts. There was one before that. Some famous composers here. Few summertime songs that you never knew the title of, but they had titles. Famous composers. Frederick Curzon. Spike Jones.
Go take me out to the movies. I'd rather stay home and relax. Out there do the trouble with movies. It's too darn many pop. Corn sacks.
Oh, Eddie, let me take off my shoes and run barefoot through your hair.
Oh, but Charles, I always thought you wanted to...
The big main feature lights the screen. The hero beats the villain back. Then comes the climax of the scene. Rattle, 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 popcorn sack. The mystery picture's in a mess. The cops admit the case looks black. Just when the crook starts to confess. Rattle, 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 popcorn sack. They brought back silent pictures. And that's no gag. The loudest sound department is in the bag. On comes a girl in tights are wrong. Cut so in front and low in back. She takes a deep breath for a song. Rattle, 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 popcorn sack.
I'm gonna drill you, see? And you know why, Jack? Now, I'll slug that mug with a popcorn sack.
When Catherine Hepburn speaks her part and gives out high dramatic art.
Or the Calla Lilies will soon be back on the chest of that pest with a popcorn sack.
That solid butter rattler soon drives you nuts. You must eliminate him. No ifs or buts. It doesn't mean a doggone thing when Mr. Jolson starts to sing. The noise comes from the guy behind. You turn and shoot. You fall down smack. You think now you have seen the line.
Bimbo!
With another popcorn sack.
Jones. Another one, the Queen's Hall Light Orchestra. People like you and me, we notice some of that music. And the drive-ins and all. They weren't for sale to the general public. But eventually, a couple of the better-known ones started to find their way onto commercial records. One of them was Charles Williams. Oscar for The Apartment, 1960. Guy had a great career in films, Charles Williams. That's not his real name. Star. Charles Williams. Roddy and Teicher, 1960. hit The Apartment was 1960, Shirley MacLaine, Jack Lemmon, Billy Wilder, and the music of Charles Williams. And Fred McMurray is a really bad guy. The music of the Stars. Shirley MacLaine.
I'm fine.
Are you sure? How's your knee?
I'm fine all over.
Mind if I come in?
Of course not. Let me get another glass.
Where are you going?
Well, who knows? Another neighborhood, another town, another job. I'm on my own.
That's funny. So am I. What'd you do with the cards?
In there. What about Mr. Sheldrake?
We send him a fruitcake every Christmas. Cut.
I love you, Miss Kubelik.
Three. Queen.
Did you hear what I said, Miss Kubelik? I absolutely adore you.
Shut up and deal.
Music of the Stars with the great music of Charles Williams, who you never heard of. If you heard his original name, and I'll come to it, I promise. The music of the Stars, that's got lyrics to it. Russ Conway, and great music from Hollywood. Some like it hot. And the apartment? $25 million at the box office in $1960. 10 Oscars. Well, nominations. Got Best Picture and Best Song, which wasn't even written for the movie. On Facebook, the Music of the Star. Surprise, it's got lyrics. Oh, here's one new. You never thought would have lyrics. Thank you. Jagger wrote that, not for Johnny. It's called Toots Sweet. Saint Concert Band, 102 solid years. That outdoes the radio station, WRJN, by five. Free concerts, Sunday nights, all the way through August 11. At the Racine Zoo, the band shall there bring your blankets, lawn chairs, or 7:30. Oh, by the way, 7 o'clock in August. Don Rosen of WRJN, he hosts the evening. Fundraiser for Hospice Alliance, Root River Poker Run. It's July 20th, 1 till 5 p.m. at the Riverside Marina. After party, too. HospiceAlliance.org. Sandra D. Stars never heard Sandra D sing, did you? What a gal.
Did you hear what the lady said?
Not exactly. What'd she say?
She said,
I got a snappy finger. And a rhythm in my walk.
You don't tell me.
As the elephants say, living in a great big way.
Oh, get away from here, that's too much.
I got a handful of nothing.
What?
But I peep at it like a hawk.
Peep at nothing?
I'm doing okay, living in a great big way.
Tell me more, tell me more.
Listen here, sir. I'm the salt in the ocean. I'm the sun in the sky. I'm a Franklin D. Roosevelt.
Dr. Presbyterian.
I'm $1 million, long as I got snap in my finger.
I'll stop.
And a rhythm in my walk.
Get away from here.
I got the devil to pay. I'm living in a great big way.
Well, let me tell you something.
What is it?
Gotta snap my finger.
Yeah, yeah.
Rhythm in my walk.
No, no.
Doing okay. Living in a great big way. Got a handful of nothing.
Wait, yeah.
Like
no, you didn't.
As the elephants say, I'm living in a gigantic, colossal way.
Tell us
about it. I'm salt in the ocean. I'm that sun up in the sky. I'm a Franklin D. Roosevelt. I've $1 million as long as I retain that snap in the fingers and the rhythm in the walk. Oh, dear. Doing okay. I'm living in a great big way.
Listen here, let me tell you something.
Bill Bojangles Robinson, along with Fats Waller, Jenny Ligon, Hollywood, RKO Radio, 1935. The movies.
time is here. Now's the time for a bite of cheer. A tasty light where the price is right. Well, look at here, you'll dig this sight. The moment's handy for a piece of candy. Just name your brand, they're all so grand. Hey, what do you think of an ice cool drink? Or a big box filled with a popcorn thrill? Let your taste buds meet with an ice cream treat. Refresh yourselves, it's time to eat. So come on, folks, let's join the band as we all head for the refreshment stand.
Strong.
Don't care what the weatherman says. When the weatherman says it's raining, you'll never hear me complaining. I'm certain the sun will shine. I don't care how the weather vane points. When the weather vane points to gloomy, it's got to be sunny to me. When your eyes look into mine. Oh, jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those peepers? Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those eyes? Oh gosh, all get up, I'd get so lit up. Gosh, all get up, I'd get that size. Oh golly gee, when you turn the heaters on, woe is me, got to put my cheetahs on. Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those peepers? Oh, those weepers have hypnotized, yeah. Where'd you get those eyes, gate? Where'd you get those eyes, Satch? Where'd you get those eyes? Papa, da dee da doo 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 doo.
And now, before the next show starts, let's enjoy an intermission. You'll find our snack bar chock full of good things to eat and drink. Tasty, tempting hot dogs, thirst-quenching soft drinks, fresh, crunchy popcorn, a complete assortment of delicious candy, and a full line of cigarettes. You've plenty of time, so visit the snack bar now.
Not exactly. What'd she say?
She said, I got a snap in my finger.
Yeah?
And a rhythm in my walk.
You don't tell me.
As the elephant said, living in a great big way.
Oh, get away from here. That's too much.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Delicious things to eat.
The popcorn can't be beat. The sparkling drinks are just dandy. The chocolate bars and the candy. So let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Swing.
You're asking me what kind of man I like. I'll answer,
a dancer.
If you want to win my heart, don't be too intelligent or smart. Don't go in for literature and art, but you gotta know how to dance.
You don't have to have degrees from a lot of universities. All you need is rhythm in your knees, and you gotta know how to dance. Don't the trees blow up a breeze to give the little flowers and plants a chance to dance? And don't the tones of saxophones make your head spin and inveigle you in romance? Let's dance.
And if you have the right technique, I don't care what language you may speak. I don't care how much you make a week.
But you gotta know. Gotta put you in the groove. Take a listen, let those brass men prove. When they start to play, then you'll dance. Don't you like to shake your feet when you hear that solid rhythm that's on the beat? Don't you like to take your girl and whirl around and around so neat?
So you'd better learn to dance.
That's the way to get next to romance. Everybody ought to take a chance, 'cause you gotta know how to dance. You gotta know how to dance.
Warner Brothers, Six Hits and a Miss, 1942.
Just a minute, folks. Yes, that's all it takes to visit our refreshment counter in the lobby. There you'll find popcorn and an assortment of popular candy bars to please every taste. Try one of these delicious candy bars. Big Time. Butternut. Milkshake, Payday, topped with Hollywood's super rich coating of the kind you like best. They taste wonderful, they're delicious, they're nutritious. Get one at our confection counter in the lobby now. Now.
Wait, wait, candy bar is nutritious? Let's join the band as we head toward the refreshment stand.
Talking about.
Well, he means that if you ever get a yen to cut a rug or spank a plank, his gate's our Twitter with a zoot flute jitter.
Zoot flute jitter?
Yep.
Well, in my day, we didn't have jive, but the women were gay and the men.
Get her!
Woohoo, Mrs. Whippin was an old black beggar. Now
Mrs. Whiffen has become a playgirl. Oh, she may be on in years, but she still has hip ideas. She's a gay from 1898. Mrs. Whiffen used to drive a Saxon.
Now Mrs. Whiffen says hi. Jackson,
gotcha. Oh, she may be in disgrace,
but I love to show my lace.
She's a gay from 1898.
How the cats all rave when she starts to move.
She's got one foot in the grave and one foot in the groove. When the drums start thumping and the land starts ripping, who's the first to wanna jump in? It's Mrs. Whiffen. With a twinkle in her eye and her boots lace way up high. She's a gate, a gate, a gate from 98.
La 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 la. Ha 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 ha.
Mrs. Whiffen.
Mrs. Whiffen
used to play piano. Mrs. Whiffen.
Mrs. Whiffen
digs a hot soprano.
I hear you, Sonny.
She sat to through a cricket games,
but now she jumps with Harry Jane.
She's a hand that dates from way back when.
I was a hip chick even then.
Zoot! Biddle doo 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 doo.
She's a hot plate Kate. She's a gay.
From the center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.